Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life or anything else." Anxiety. Great fun, isn't it? It's there all the time, no matter where we go, no matter what we do. The drug company Upjohn came up with a goodie years ago called Xanax. Very popular, still is. I crawled down the Upjohn rep's throat one time. I said, "You people have done some great things, and now you put this garbage out." I really wasn't impressed by Xanax, and I'm still not, to tell you the truth. But if you look at the word, it's ex-anxiety. And that's where they're after. They know there's a lot of it out there, and they want to take care of it chemically. So what do we do with it? And why are we anxious anyway? Probably because we can't control everything. Is control necessary? Do we have to control everything? Do we have to have everything in our hands laid out the way we want it so it all goes exactly as we want it to? Or do we have real problems when things don't go according to plan? Things don't go the way we set it up. Things don't go the way we wanted it to. Anxiety. It's lots of fun. Worry. You ever worry? Do you know anybody who never did? I don't think I did. Did it do you any good? Did it make you feel any better when you're worried? Or is it the feeling that I've got to do something about this situation, I don't know what to do, so I might as well worry because I don't have anything else I can do? Makes you wonder if there's anything you can do in the first place. So you worry, or you're anxious, or you're uncomfortable, or you really don't know what's going to happen next. The second lesson talked about faith. I guess faith and worry are the opposite ends of the same thing. Worry and anxiety said, "I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody's going to take care of me. I've got to do it all myself. And if I can't do it, it won't be done, and the whole thing will fall apart." Faith says God will take care of us no matter what it is. That he doesn't only come and see us when things are good. He's there with us even when things are horrible, and at times they really are. I mean, they really do get bad at times, and all of us have seen some have seen more. What do you do with it? Do you spend your time churning your stomach, trying to figure out what to do next? The only thing that worry is good for is creating ulcers. Somebody told me a long time ago, and I think they're right, 75% of ulcers are carcinogenic. You want to have stomach cancer? Have ulcers. Have ulcers because you're worried because you've got anxiety. Your blood pressure goes up, the acid in your stomach goes up, and I guess basically your misery index goes up because no matter what you do, it doesn't get better. The more you worry, the worse it gets. It's a spiral. The more you worry, the worse the situation gets. So the second lesson talks about faith. It said God gives us faith to believe that he's going to take care of us, and it's faith also that he's in charge. It's not our responsibility. We don't have to do it all. Yeah, we can do some of it, but we don't have to do it all. We're not responsible for all of it. We don't have to make it all work. And we can be forgiven for the times when we try to make it work and it just plain doesn't. And that does happen. Yeah, I tried the thing with the hymnal and that flopped really bad. So sometimes you plan things and they really do flop and they really aren't great. But the faith says that God will take care of the things that are essential. What about the birds? What about the other things? What about those who are out there? Does God not take care of everybody? Does God not take care of everything? Is he not able to take care of us? I think that anxiety seems to say that if we can't take care of it, nobody else can. And that means probably we're thinking maybe God really can't or won't. But he says he will. He says he can. And he's well willing to, and that's what we believe. That in faith, in trust in God, and trust in Jesus, we believe that these things that we need are taken care of no matter how much we worry about them. And that they will be, and that we will get through it. So anxiety happens, worries happen. Sometimes they feel like our contribution to what we're going to do when we can't figure out what else to do. So if you like to worry, go ahead, but it's not going to do any good. Maybe we do. Maybe it's a hobby. We got nothing else to do, so we worry. Even if things are good, we worry that eventually they're going to get bad. So now it's good, but hey, man, this is only the beginning. What's going to happen next? When's the other shoe going to drop? Well, you know, God gives us the ability to believe. We can't even do that on our own. That's beyond us. We really aren't able to do that, but the Spirit gives us the ability to believe that God does care and that He does take care of us. So cancel the worries. Try to stay away from Xanax. It really won't do you a whole lot of good. And believe that faith will help us get through no matter what it is. In Him we pray. Amen.